Hi guys, this is Maria and Manos, and you're watching On the Couch with M&M.
The show to help you build fun and profitable businesses.
Hi guys, welcome back. I'm here with Manos today talking about business plans. So we're very excited about, we did a show about business planning, our business planning day. This is not the same. This is about your business plan for your business. So
and about the numbers.
And about
it's
the numbers.
It's all about the numbers. About the How numbers. Much, what's the market capacity? How much of the market capacity do you want? It is all about the numbers. At the end of the day, when you set out to build a business, the first thing you need to know is how much money, how much gross commission income is available in that marketplace.
It's
in your core area.
Yeah.
So we're going to go through some examples here. So we use, again, in an Excel workbook, we keep things really, really simple.
And that's because Manos likes working with Excel. Yeah. You might find that you prefer to work with, Publisher or I don't know how else you could do this. But just find a way, I guess, that you can collect that information. And use it.
For those people who would like to get a copy, by all means, just email us and we'll send you the whole workbook. And those people that listen to our marketing podcast would have received the whole workbook as well.
Yeah.
It has all the marketing. So what do we mean by the market capacity? Well, the market capacity is looking at your last 12 months and how many homes were sold in your market. So, for example, one of the key KPIs that you need to understand about your business, how many homes in your service area. And when I talk about homes, I talk about homes, dwellings, land, anything that your business
can sell and make
commission on. So I've taken out a real live example of one of our offices. So, for example, in one of our offices' territories, there's 11,850 homes and units. We looked at their 2017 turnover. In 2017, the turnover of homes sold and units sold was 748. In other words, 62.3 homes were sold on a monthly basis. Now, we know the average fee in this core market is about $10,500. That's not necessarily the fee that you will charge. You might be a little bit more. Hopefully you are a little bit more, and hopefully you're not a little bit less. If the average is about 10,500, if you're one of the key statistics that we know is if you're really good and you're the dominant agent, normally your fee is going to be 10 to 20% more
higher than the average.
Than the average. Mm. So again, that could be just a guesstimate as well. So in this particular example, we know the average sale fee is $10,500 per sale property. Number of sales in the core area is 748. So you just multiply those two figures and you get your total market capacity of 7,854,000 annually. And again, I highly recommend everyone do that in their own marketplace. Just look at the last 12 months and see how many sales there were.
And where do you get that data from?
Just RP data or Price Finder. If you just Google it, you'll be able to find it. Yeah. So it's just really, really simple.
What I want to add before you keep going with the numbers is that I want the business owners to think about this as exactly the same as what you're doing with your salespeople. Because we sit down with our salespeople and we do the planning for the whole year. So we ask them the questions. How much you want to achieve? Is it $500,000? Is it $1 million? And then we work the numbers backwards. We have a look at their territory. What market share do they need to achieve their goals? If it's $500,000 or $300,000. And then we also look at, their conversion rate. So we can see how many appraisals, how many listings they need to get. It's not different for your business, is it? So it's just in the bigger scale.
It's amplified.
So, part of it would be recruitment as well.
Definitely.
So how many agents?
We'll touch on that as well. So how many agents you need to achieve your office targets?
Exactly the same thing.
Yeah. So the other key metric you need to know about your service area is how many sales agents service your service area. So if in this particular suburb, there's 11,850 properties. But in total, when we add up all the sales agents, including personal assistants that are out there in the field, we cast them as a sales agent, actually servicing that area. So in this instance, there's 28 sales agents that service 11,850. It's quite interesting. That figure 10 years ago was 3 per 1,000. Yeah. It's actually dropped a little bit.
Yeah.
I actually have found that the number of agents servicing per 1,000 homes has actually dropped to about 2.5. Mm. And I attribute that because I see a proliferation of EBUs, effective business units, that actually can leverage the volume that they can do per person. So on average, 28 there was 28 sales agents that actually live and service that core area. So I'm not talking about sales agents that come out from adjoining suburbs into that area that actually have an office and they live in that service area. They work in that service area, not necessarily have a home in there. So what that gives us from 748 sales transactions is 28 sales agents. So on average, each sales agent is selling about 27 homes in this core marketplace. So 2.23 per month, which, believe it or not, is it's gone up a little bit. Mm. So normally the average transaction is about 1.8.
Mm.
And it does vary, but not too much.
Mm.
So we've got a snapshot there now of the market capacity, the 7.854 million. How much do you want to do as an office director? So in this example, the office director wants and work backwards. We're re-engineering the business. So the office target for this particular office is 1.2 million. They want to achieve 1.2 million GCI. It's relatively new in their marketplace. They're going to go for the average fee. So being new, they know we want to be on the average. They'll try and charge a little bit more than the average than competitors. But if you work on averages, there's a high success rate. So 10,500. So they know they need to be doing 114 sales to achieve their $1.2 million. Now, if the average sales agent is doing 27 homes per year and they want to be doing 114, they know they need 4 sales agents to do that. So it could be a director plus an assistant plus 2 other sales agents, or it could be 4 sales agents within that organization. Now, they may have to get to 6 sales agents. 1 or 2 may not make it and get to a stable team of 4. But if they started the year with 4 sales agents.
And not everyone writes the same number. No. So you might have like a higher achiever in there. And then a medium, and then writing a little bit less.
Yeah, maybe selling only 15 homes in the year.
Yeah.
So long as they're achieving their goals, that's how the mix certainly works out.
It's so simple, isn't it, when you do the numbers? It just gives you so much clarity. Mm.
And then we look at the number of listings required. So, you know, we believe there's going to be a 90% success rate in the sale. So we know 1 in 10, you know, it's actually a lot less than that now as they get withdrawn, but because the market's really strong.
In Melbourne.
Melbourne, they need to get 127 listings. They believe with a lot of marketing that they're doing that their appraisals that can go to are not necessarily going to be hot appraisals, so working on a 5-to-1 appraisal ratio. So for every 5 appraisals that the team do, that they will list a property. So they need to be doing 635 for the year. So, and I've broken them down to a monthly basis. And also the other thing is number of listings to be held at any one time. This is stock on hand. So entering any particular month, it's really important to understand how many listings do we need to be carrying at any one time to know that we're going to achieve our sales target for the month. So in this instance, we know there's going to be at least 3 listings at the beginning of each month to sell 2. So in this example, we're going to need 14 listings at the beginning of each month to make sure that we achieve a sales target. So in this example, really, really simple. $1.2 million is the target. We know the average fee is $10,500. We're going to need a team of 4. We have a listings success ratio, a sales success ratio of 90%. 1 in 5 appraisals will be a listing. So we need overall 127 listings, 114 sales, 635 appraisals for the year. So on a monthly basis is 9.5 sales, 11 listings. Who have I lost from the video so
I'm
far?
Lost.
And 53 appraisals. So the key numbers there. So, and we are working on these 3 key numbers. You can tell I just
actually
love
what we've done,
numbers.
Just so you can take a bit of a breath, honey, because you've been going for 10 minutes straight. Okay. So what we've actually done this year was an idea of one of our directors, actually, at our planning day with our directors. And we thought it was was fantastic, and we're rolling it out to the whole group, is to, when you work out what your number is, we communicate with each officer. We've got a private pager. Let me start there so you can understand what we're doing. We've got a private Facebook page, and we communicate our successes through that page. So we will write, just listed this property, and also other agents can see our listings within the group so they can introduce buyers to that listing, because we cross sell within the EVU group, all EVU group members. So what we decided to do this year is every agent and every office, once we work out what our target is, we will put that on that pager. So we will tell the whole group that my target for this year is 50 sales, for example, if I wanted to write $500,000. And every time I sell a property, I will post that in the Facebook page, private pages, 1 of 50, 2 of 50, 3 of 50, 5. Now, if you're a single office, a board could be a good idea. And then when you write your sales on your board, you can write the number.
Next week's sales agent.
So that keeps you accountable with each other within the office, and the office can do the same as well. So, for example, for us to achieve what we want to achieve in Frankston, we need to do, I don't know, how many sales? Is it 5 million that we want to
hit? So we're doing 5 million in turnover. Our average fee is just under $11,000. So it's just on 450 sales that our target is for this year.
So every week at our weekly sales meeting, we're going to be going, okay, we're at 20 out of 500 sales, at 25 or whatever. So it keeps everybody accountable. It keeps the directors on the ball as well. Yeah, in regards to everyone's goals, but the overall goal as well is really well known to the whole team, and it just brings that camaraderie and the teamwork together.
Definitely. Yeah. And the final thing is your three key numbers. So as a business owner, the three key numbers are 53 appraisals, 11 listings, 9.5 sales. So they're your three key numbers. So if you can focus on that as an office
on
a monthly basis, you're laughing. And you can instill that into a sales agent as well. What's their three key numbers? Is it 20 appraisals, 4 listings, and 3 sales? So their number is 24, and 3. So that's
per month.
That's on a monthly basis. You need to have those three numbers.
And then you've got your yearly target.
We really should be doing a seminar on this, a workshop, because there's so much content. So, but anyway.
We should put it out there. If people are interested.
If people are interested and we get enough people respond, we'd love to do that. So,
that would be awesome. Good.
So, again, that's another edition of On the Couch with M&M. My EVU business plan, your office business plan.
Office business plan. Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it.
And can we give this away as well?
Yeah, definitely. So again, if you request it, I will be able to send you the whole workbook and all the other stuff that we obviously give our leaders in our team.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you next time.